You're listening to the Modern Professional Podcast. I'm your host, Lawyer Britt. I launched my firm using nothing but my laptop and social media, signing 100 clients in my first 100 days, proving that we can ditch boring and traditional to become successful modern professionals. Welcome to the Modern Professional Podcast. I am your host, Lawyer Britt. I am stoked for today's episode because this is a question that was submitted by a listener, and I love getting questions and topics and ideas for podcast episodes from listeners and the community because this is the stuff you need to know. This is the information that might be just holding you back from taking that leap of faith in yourself and launching or growing your online business, your online law firm, your online professional company. If you have a question that you'd like me to answer on the podcast, or you're unsure about a topic or an idea, DM me on Instagram. That's where I'm the most active. It's at lawyer.britt with two T's. That's at lawyer, L-A-W-Y-E-R dot B-R-I-T-T. DM me your questions and I would be so happy to answer them on the podcast. So today's question submission is, where do you meet your clients when you have a remote law firm? And obviously this applies not just to law firms, but to any remote business. And after COVID, a lot of businesses have gone remote or partially remote. And it's really convenient. It's great for employees. It's great for teams. But then where do the clients come in? So I started my firm in October of 2020. And that was like height of the pandemic. Nobody was meeting anybody in person. So when I first started my company, 100% of my client interactions were online or via Zoom. Actually, I think there was one time that I needed somebody to notarize a document, and I'll get into that in a bit. But really, everything was remote. Everything was done from afar. But as we kind of come out of that pandemic mindset and the world starts to, quote, open up again, people want to meet in person again. People want to get face to face, right? So there's a little more of a push to say, hey, where can I meet you? Can I come by your office? Can I drop this off? So people panic and they're like, oh my God, what do? I don't have an office. I'm a remote law firm. I'm a remote business. I'm a remote company. Well, there's many options. So before you panic and think you need to go get an office, I've got three ideas for you. And I've done all three of these ideas and I'll tell you my experiences with them, pros, cons. And I'm betting by the end of this episode that you'll feel more comfortable launching and growing a completely remote company. So the first is kind of obvious, right? The first place that you would meet people outside of your remote law firm, outside of Zoom or outside of a phone call, would be in a public place. I love meeting people at Starbucks. Everybody knows Starbucks. Everybody's comfortable with Starbucks. You can grab a coffee, sit down with somebody, and talk to them. Now, as a lawyer, here's a little caveat. You have to make sure that you're not like disclosing any personal information. So when I sit down at a Starbucks, I try to make sure that I'm in a corner or away from other people, or if it's really too busy, choose another place that's, you know, nearby in the same shopping center. But I love meeting people at Starbucks. I remember I had an older potential client who wanted to meet me in person to make sure that I was a real person, that I was really a lawyer. And so I agreed to meet him at a Starbucks that was near his house. Met him there, showed up in person. It went really well, you know, and he thanked me. Hey, thank you for meeting me. I appreciate it. He signed the contract, became a client. So, you know, a comfortable place that, you know, is known to people, a public place, really great to meet potential clients. Again, you don't want to make it too public and too loud and too overwhelming because you do want to make it more of a business setting, but it is possible to meet people in public places. And when I have potential clients who are like, oh, I'd like to come by your office, what I normally tell them is, hey, due to COVID, we're not seeing clients that way, but I can meet you at a Starbucks at this location. So I'll already look up where they live or where they are, and I'll say, oh, I'll meet you at the Starbucks. And they're usually so into it. They're like, oh, that's great. I'm right there. And it's convenient for them, which is what you want. That's key, right? And what I tell them is true because we opened in the middle of a pandemic. We don't have an office. So due to COVID, we are closed. We are not open. We do not have an office. Now, depending on what feeling I'm getting from that client, I may or may not tell them that we're completely remote. Some younger people are totally fine with it. And I'll say, hey, actually, we're remote, but I'm happy to meet you at your home. I'm happy to meet you at Starbucks. I'm happy to meet you somewhere else. And that's usually fine. Older people are a little more skeptical of that kind of setup. And so what I'll usually tell them is like, hey, due to COVID, we're not really doing that, but I can meet you here. And they're usually fine with it. And it usually works out well. Okay, raise your hand if you hate awkward networking events. Yes, yes, me too. Archaic, outdated, and honestly not the best ROI. Now, raise your hand if you hate spending tons and tons of money on advertising or if you don't have any money to spend on it. Yep, I was also there. I bootstrapped my law firm with savings. No big marketing budget. What I did have was social media. I posted content on free social media platforms to build my company to $1.78 million in revenue in the first full year. This alone should be the light bulb in your head that gets you to take action to create content seriously so you can start your business or grow your business or even just grow a book of business. But I get it. You don't have time. Or you feel awkward and embarrassed to post or be on video. That's okay. I've been there too. That's why I'm hosting the Accelerated Content Workshop, to show you how I finally got over myself to create and post a week of converting content in just 1 hour. Interested? I know you are. Head over to lawyerbritt.co/workshop to learn. That's lawyerbritt.co/workshop. The second place you can meet with people is in their homes. However, I usually only recommend this if somebody's already a client, you know them fairly well, because you don't want to just be showing up at random people's houses. Now, I have gone to client houses to drop off information to them, get signatures, checks. I have done these things before. So I did have a client where I needed something notarized like right then. And I said, hey, I can come to your house in the next 30 minutes. And I was there. And again, this was a client, somebody that I knew. So I felt comfortable going there. And I went there and I had it signed and that was it, done. So that was great. Now that I'm thinking about it, I also had that same client had to sign something else. And I actually met him in a public place as well, although he was going to a doctor's appointment. And so I met him in the parking lot, which is a strange story, but he was really appreciative that I took the time out of my schedule to accommodate his schedule to meet with him somewhere that was in the office, right? So meeting clients without a physical office location really isn't as difficult as you think. And the third and final place to meet a client when you don't have an office, a physical office, is just a rented space, a rented conference room. I can't even tell you how many times like I've just said, hey, yeah, you know, if we need to meet to prep this or we need to meet to do that. For example, if there's a trial prep happening and we need to have the client there and us and paralegals and everybody in one space, we just rent a big conference room in one of those co-working spaces. There are so many co-working spaces. You can have an office there. But for us, there really wasn't much of a need. It was kind of an expense that didn't make sense since we have a place that our mail goes currently. And we pick up mail there every couple days. We don't need a physical office location, so we didn't have a permanent one at a co-working space. Plus, we have clients all over the state. So sometimes we need to get a conference room in Tampa. Sometimes we need one in Miami. Sometimes we need one in Orlando. So you can get co-working spaces. You can rent conference rooms by the day, by the hour, and still be able to meet with and provide services for those clients at those spaces. You don't need an office location in today's world, especially if your goal and your intention is to have a remote law firm, a remote business, a remote company. You can totally do that. We have it's not a PO box. It's actually a place where a bunch of businesses have addresses with one place will accept mail for you as your business, and you can go and pick up your packages and everything else. Not a PO box. I've not found that the PO boxes are spectacular. I like having a private post office area because I have a relationship with the people who own it, the people who work there. I'm more comfortable with them handling our mail. So that's why I went that route. But that's how we get our mail. That's how we have an address. We don't have a physical location. I'm sitting here recording this for you in my home office, which is where I work all the time. So you don't need a remote law firm, especially to meet with clients. You've got public places. And if you're going to meet with somebody in a public place, I would always recommend, if you can, as close as possible to where they live. Because if you tell them, hey, sorry, I can't meet you at our office, but I can meet you at this Starbucks, and they know that Starbucks that's on the corner of, you know, First and Second, and they say, oh, that's great. I know where that is. I'll meet you there. It's only 5 minutes from my house. Oh, is it? That's so great. They'll really appreciate that. In their homes, also, if established, people appreciate when you take the time to come to them as well. And then also rented spaces. There are so many co-working spaces out there now. You will be able to find a conference room somewhere if you need to meet with a client or your team for any reason in any place. I am confident of it. You can still have a remote, a virtual firm, a virtual business, and run it the same as you would as a firm or a business that has a physical location. The difference is you don't have that cost of the physical location, and you expand where you can hire people. You expand where your team can be. You expand your talent pool, really, beyond what someone's willing to drive to an office. And that was a huge kicker for me, and that is why I opened a remote law firm. Plus, I love working from home. It's very possible. There is where you meet clients when you have a remote company possible, and in my opinion, much better.